USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said Thursday will be a big day and he'll make an announcement about opening up the country again.
We'll also be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo agrees testing is necessary until a vaccine is available.
Testing is the best mechanism for you to get your way through this 12 to 18 months. Now, why doesn't the president want to go near testing? Because testing is a quagmire. No one can do it. No one can bring it up to scale quickly. It is very complicated.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A chain reaction crash has injured dozens of people on a big city highway. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Over a dozen people recovering from injuries they suffered in a nearly 60-vehicle pileup in Chicago. It happened on the Kennedy Expressway on Wednesday morning as roads were hit with winter weather and traction was low. 13 people suffered minor injuries, another person in good condition, according to a Chicago Fire Media Twitter account. 45 other people didn't want to be taken to hospitals, although they did receive treatment at the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Citing the coronavirus, President Trump threatened to adjourn Congress to entice the Senate to approve more of his nominees. California Senator Kamala Harris.
To deflect from the fact that he has failed to be a leader during a pandemic, a public health crisis, an economic crisis facing our country, I frankly think it's we got to stop waiting for him to act like a president.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
11 days after the launch of the Trump administration's Paycheck Protection Program to provide relief to small businesses slammed by coronavirus, 74% of allotted funds have been earmarked. If you're one of those small businesses who applied for a PPP loan, financial analyst Chris Hogan tells Fox Business,
you're going to have to be your own best advocate. That means you're not only going to have to follow up via email, but you're going to have to get on the phone. So this can't be a sit back and wait. You're going to have to be proactive. I would reach out to all of the 800 numbers, all the numbers that they provided, and I would keep a file as well as a call log.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.